Parshas Bonsai Chavrei HaKolal. Sugya we're going to discuss is Paritz Kolmeid, which we'll touch on Amin Merubala Paritz, but I'm going to mainly deal with the Paritz Kolmeid. Excuse my voice cough. Okay, so the Mishnah on Tesvav Amin Beis has a situation of a Shayara Shechantz Vadvika Vihikifu Kli Vahema Metalton Bisoko Bavachia Gather Gavo Asar Tvachim Loya Pirtasiseros Al Habinyan. That if people are camping out and they use the clay behema to make a mechitza, they're makif the makum. As long as the mechitza is Gavo Yud and there are not Pirtos that are greater than the binyan, it's mutter. So off of that Mishnah, the Gemara discusses the scenario based on being medayik in the Mishnah if it's 50-50, Itmar. Paritz Kolmeid Rav Papa Amar Mutter Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Amar Aser. Rav Papa Amar Mutter, how could Paritz Kolmeid be Mutter? It's 50-50 Paritz, 50-50 Omeid. Hachi Agmi Rachman La Moshe Lo Tifrutz Ruba. As we know, some of the Rishonim, I think the Rashba specifically, and Chulin is more explicit, but the Gemara and Daf Hei says that there's a Halacha Moshe Sinai of Mechitza. A lot of the Dinei Mechitza come from Halacha Moshe Sinai. Part of the halacha Moshe Mitzinai, Rav Papa says, is that the sheer mechitza in terms of pirtos is as long as it's not nifrat ruba, that's good enough. Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Amar Aser Paritz Kolmeid Hachi Agmar Rachman Al Moshe Gdor Ruba. You have to have a rov omid. And the Gemara brings a rai from the Mishnah Tanan Balayu Pirtos Yiseros Al Binyan Haki Binyan Mutter. As long as the pirtos are not bigger than the binyan, but if it's 50-50, it'd be mutter. Lo tevak a binyan mutter. How to b'huna b'reid v'shul going to answer it? El ema im binyan yasal pirtos mutter. Only when the binyan's more, then it's going to be mutter. So avak binyan aser, my aser. So then Gemara leaves off as a kasha. B'huna b'reid v'shua, and there are other rayas from sukkah and kelaim, which we will get back to. But that's the basic machlokas. The facts are of paritz kolmeid mutter aser is a machlokas between Rav Papa and b'huna b'reid v'shua. If you turn the page, the Gemara and Tazayin and Beis brings a brisa that is a raya to this whole Gimel Midos, the Mechitza by Kalayim, which we'll return to, but the Gemara has a brisa that's a raya for Rav Huna, and the Gemara concludes, Tiyufta de Rav Papa, Tiyufta, Behelchasa Kavasi de Rav Papa. This brisa is a Tiyufta de Rav Papa, but we pass him like Rav Papa. Tiyufta Behelchasa in, Shredaika Matsisin Kavasei. Even though there's a tiyufta from a brisa, the diyuk of our Mishnah, which was Akasha, and Rav Huna is stronger, which says that im loya pirtos yiseiros al binyan. As long as the pirtos are greater than the binyan, but if it's 50-50, it's mutter. So our Gemara, and the way all the poskim paskin is, our Gemara says the hilchasa is k'rav papa, that paritz ka'omeid is mutter. And the Rishonim are bothered by a question based on another Gemara, so we're going to first go through just all the various answers to that question, and then we'll try to zero in on some of them. So Tosos on the spot is somewhat bothered. It tells you not to be bothered. Ein letmoa, how over here we could paskin paritz ka'omid is mutter, whereas in the second parak of Chulin, the Gemara in Chachasim and Beis through Chavtasim and Aleph has a discussion of mechzal mechza kerov. There's a machlokus about it, and then says in the Shakavatari that there is no machlokus. Everybody agrees that when it comes to shchita and other matters that are discussed in that sugya, there is no concept of mechza mechza kerov. You need a real rove for those halachos. And the whole shayla of mechza mechza is only relevant to the tmeyim by carbon pesach. So the Gemara's maskan over there is no concept of mechza mechza kerov. Whereas our sugya says that we pass on like Rav Papa, the paritz ka'omid is mutter. So isn't mechza mechza kerov and paritz ka'omid basically the same concept? And how come over here we can say paritz ka'omid, over there we don't say mechza mechza? So Tosa says it's not a problem. And the sugyas don't even intersect the two. I mean, you would have thought that if they had some relationship to each other, the rayos that we bring there and the rayos we bring here should be similar. So Tosa says, Shemi Shachalik ben Mechitzos, Isser Betuma. The sugya in Chulin is regarding Isser, whether there is a Heter Shchita or there's a Nevela, and Tuma. Those are the two main rayos the Gemara brings in terms of Shviras Kli. So those we are masik over there, mechza is not karov, but by mechitzos, even though mechza is not karov, there could be still a concept of paritz ka'omid. So Tosos, without trying to explain any further, Tosos' first teretz to this question is mechitzos l'chud and iser v'tuma l'chud. The other we've shown him on the spot give more or less three other answers. Tosos Rush quotes two of them, and it's also found in the Rashba. At least the first one, Tosos Rush, interesting first answer. Bottom of the same question. And he says, not the mechitzos are different, but more that over there is different. That really, mechso could suffice as a robe, but shechita is more than just did I do a mitzvah shechita and mechso kerov might have told me that, but since I also through that simon have to take away the chiyas of behema, mechso kerov can't suffice for that. So since shechita needs more, has to remove the chiyas of behema, we don't say mechso kerov, even though there's a major problem with that answer because the Gemara, as we'll see, brings a raya from elsewhere. Okay, so we'll hold off on that. He's sensitive to that. Deals with that. That's his first teretz. And his second teretz is Rabbi Meir, tirates to the olam. It's not about mechzuk or mechzuk erov. Ha'amid chashuv tvei. It's all about what the amid is. And depending on what area of halacha we're dealing with, we'll determine if that's asr or mutter. In mechitzos, the amid, what is actually physically still there, opposed to the non-existent avir, that amid, which is 50-50, that's lahatir. We want a mechitza. The mechitza is what's allowing it to be a rishus yachid. Where the amid by shechita, the existence of the simen, that's what's still amid, that is telling you that it's still aser. So the amudim are going in opposite directions. The amid of shechita is l'iser. Oh, I see achati simen in front of me, so it's still saying in the vela. Where the amid of mechitza is mutter, and it's nothing to do with be'etzem, mechilig, shechita, and mechitza, but whether or not what the amid is. And that also we'll try to explain. That's answer number two and answer number three. Probably the most mechudish answer in terms of our sugyas is the Rashba and the Ritva quote from the Ravid, who, using this question and because of Pasi Biros, that we will allow Pasi Biros on all four corners, even though you have much more parrots than Omid, the Rashba says that Amid, even Paritz Merubah la'amid, forget Paritz Gomid, but even Paritz Merubah la'amid is only Dinder Rabbanam. Min HaTorah, you don't need Mechso, you definitely don't need Ruh, Amid, and you don't even need Mechso, even if it's Paritz Merubah la'amid, Min HaTorah, those are good Mechitzos, Haraya, Pasiv Yiros, and therefore, since this whole Shaila is only Midir Rabbanan, then it makes sense that we'll be making with a Mechso, obviously, and Shechita is Daraisa, you need a Shechita, you know, at least something more than a miut, shechita min haTorah, and that's why we could say over there mechsa kerov is no good, but parts omid is mutter because midrabanan, that's only midrabanan min haTorah, I need much less than that. Major for the problem of the Ravid, the Talmud Rashba here in Erevin brings support for the Ravid from the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi, even though he actually even goes a step further, the Yerushalmi sounds like an Erevin right here in first parak, that even by shechita, really it's min haTorah, against the maskar and the Bavli. Mechso by shechita also works min haTorah. Question, how to read the Yerushalmi, the Mepharshim understand to mean the only reason why I have to do a shechita is rov simen, and I can't say half is enough, is because of Maris Ayin. But outside of Maris Ayin, mechso would be good everywhere. The Ravid's definitely not saying that because he's using his chilik to answer the Gemara in Chulin, unless he only means it to Rabbanan, but it sounds like the Ravid's not saying that, but Talmud Rashba quotes the Yerushalmi that goes a step further. The problem with the Ravid, which I don't have fully, yes.
Yerushalmi is only allowing in Shechita, Mechso, right?
Right. So you're not going further. Right. It's not going further. Correct. That's a good point.
Then it
could still work for the Ravid. Then if you're blessed. But it sounds like the Ravid is saying even Mechso and Shechita, she's dealing with the Maskar over there.
So it's definitely against Yerushalmi's Mar Sinai, it could be skewed to the structure of Yerushalmi.
Right.
Otherwise, by the time you're asking for the Ravid.
Right. That's what I was just thinking about. Yeah. So you have to be mine over there. The difficulty with the Ravid is then what's the shear? If Paritz Ka'omid is Mutter Min HaTorah, so I think some want to say that, I don't know how they know this, but the shear is his Raya Pasi Biros, and you can't go further than Pasi Biros. Where, why, that's part of the Lachamish Sinai. I was thinking this, and I think I saw one of the Achonim bring this, that it could be similar issue, not the same exact issue about Paritz Ka'omid, but the Ritva and Chaf Beis Amid Beis by Malos Beis Mardon deals with what the shear is in terms of I have a full mechitza, I have full it's amid all around, it could be totally amid, no pirtzes at all, but in terms of how big of a makom can those mechitzos be makif, and the Ritva says that there has to be some limit, it can't be that I could use the mechitzos of the whole world, you know, the ocean and the mountains and called where any space, there has to be a limit. It's not clear exactly what the limit would be. You have to see yourself in the mechitzos, maybe for the ravid parts go mitz mutter, but if you can't see the other end of the mechitza that you're trying to connect to each other, so maybe that's the sheer menatora. It's not clear. So I don't have a clear, it's hard to know the ravid. We don't have exactly what he's just being quoted from the Rashba and the Ritva, but there has to be some limit. You can't put, you know, a stick on you can't put a stick on one end of the world and a stick on the other end of the world and then, you know, parallel four sticks and call that a Rosh Hashanah. So unless, and Echanami, everything's good, but you just have to contend with Asi Rabin, maybe. But that's an open question in the Ravid. So that's answer number four. And answer number five, some of the Achronim in Chulin were ma'orah this. There's a fascinating Bir Hagra in Hilchos Dalad Minim. Why the Hilchos Dalad Minim? Because the Mechaber says, by Chazazis, by Nesrin. Tough Reish Mem Ches Tes. Also Chazazis, Alav, in Bishnayim Ashoshim Mekamos Pasol, V'im B'makom Echad, if there's only one Chazazis, Im Allah Arubo Pasol, Rubo Pasol, V'im Alachot Bafil Koshu Pasol. Okay, that's first thing I meant to read. And then, and then Sifir Aleph, the Mechaber says, "Imayu mechsa mechsa, b'makom echad." Right. So previously we just said you have to have rov and makom echad. Imayu mechsa mechsa, b'makom echad, yesh machshirim, yesh poslim. So there are two days in the Mechaber. If you have mechsa mechsa by chazazis on one spot on the esrog, is that kosher or is that puzzle? So the Gra says for the first shita, yesh machshirim, quite obvious because mechsa mechsa is not a rov. He says yesh machshirim kimo parts gomed. I forgot the common color of banan. Damri yevshal etzam. Same a question that Tosfos deals with in all the sugyas of parts gomed here in daf tazav and beis and daf hey and sukkah and daf tazav. How parts gomed works with yevshal etzam. Same that we're not going to get into. So he goes with Tosfos' teretz that honey mili that we say yevshal etzam same. Bidei Shemayim, but Bidei Adam, when you're making a mechitza, Eshel Tzamsim, you can be exact. And that's why Paritz Ka'omid is mutter. So Paritz Ka'omid is mutter. But why would we be machshir by Esro? Because the Gemara in Chulin says that Le'inyan Shechita, Isser, Betuma, and one of the Rayas over there in Gemara in Chulin, Le'inyan Trefos, Mechsa, Mechsa, is not a rov. And there are some parallels between Hilchos Trefa and Hilchos Dalad Minim, a whole separate topic, but the Gemara does make one comparison. The Rishonim expand on that. Rav Soloveitchik has a Yisod that has to do with the Ritzui Shabbat in Esrog, so it's not your typical Psul Trefa, it's like the Psul Trefa by Karbanos. But the Gra, we could put it on one of those lists of Marmakomos that says that since Esrog is like Trefa, and by Trefa we say Mechso Mechso is not Kerov, so therefore Lakula, if I have the Chazazis on a Mechso spot, I could be Mekel. That's yesh machshirim. So what's the yesh? What does the yesh poslim hold? Yesh. Yeah. So the question is like this: we pass in mechsa mechsa karov, our parts kolmed mutter by mechitzas. The sugya in chulin, like Tosa says, by shechita and trefa, we say mechsa mechsa is not a rov. That's over there. That's the chumra. We don't call it a shul. We call it a nevela. But in trefa, you have something that you have a sheer trefa. Let's say berubo, and you're halfway. It's not going to be called a trefa. Esrog is like a trefa. So therefore, if I have a spot on half, le'inyan trefa, we say that it's not a rov. So to le'inyan esrog, it's not going to be a rov, and it's going to be kasher. And what's the yesh poslim? The sviler of the Rabbanan, the yesh poslim hold that the Rabbanan hold, that filu bidei shemai, bidei adam, yeshal etzantim, like the Gemara in Erbin seems to say, on Hema Beis, mayamar shabbat shuvai havli safik, yeshal evarir. Okay, so then we can't be mitzamtzim. Behind the chulin that says mechsa mechsa is, and that supports mechsa mechsa not being a rov. Why? Because iyeshal etzamtzim mishum debinyan rov hanir leinayim. So since it's iyeshal etzamtzim, every mechsa mechsa it cannot be seen as a rov. And that's what the right next thing happens with the way the Ravid learns the sugi over there. So what's pshat then in Paritz Ka'omid? Shiv the Hachi Akhmir Achmana, Shalot Tire, Rov Hanir Leonayim Paritz. Ubizet, Mitart Kushis Atosas the Chulin Shah. Says the Gra that the halacha which we see now is Mechadish, that by Mechitzos we're able to be Somich and Hanir Leonayim, meaning to the other direction. That even though it's Iyah Charlotte Samsim, and we can't ever specifically know for sure that it's a 50-50 there, the halacha mishnah tells us that from our perspective, as long as we don't see a rove paritz, then that is kasher. So that's really taking the Gemara one step further. We could have read the Gemara, which we will see Rishonim do, Hachi Agver Rachmana, don't have a paritz, it's rove. But you know that you have a mechsa mechsa, and that's enough to be mechsa. What the Gemara is saying is that Iyashal Tzamsim, we don't even have that mechsa. It's possible that we have ruba paritz. But since what's nearly anayim, that it's halfway there and it doesn't look like it's ruba paritz, then that is what's going to be kasher specifically by mechitzos, where everything else will be puzzle, and that's why the esrog will be puzzle because of Iyashal Tzamsim, that it's possible there will be a rove chazazis on the esrog. So
that's
the halacha mishnah, yeah. I mean, he quotes a lot from the Gemara of. Very hard to find place here. The high the parts coming shalot tier rov hanir leinayim parts, and that's the answer to Tosfos kasha between chulin and irvin, that as long as it's shalot tier the rov hanir parts, that is good. Which would speak to the idea, which I think a few of the chaburas focused on in terms of the perception aspect of mechitzos. Where here it's possible kaplei shemaya you don't have a mechitz mechsa. But since we don't perceive it as rov paritz, then the definition of paritz is the way we perceive it. And normally you need a rov hanir leinayim, and here, in order to post so, you need a rov hanir leinayim lifsul. That's the gros ma'at. That's probably what it sounds like. Yeah, maybe according, that's a very good point, that according to Rav Huna Breide Bishua, he would just be telling you that we need the normal rules, we need a rov hanir leinayim, since it's Iyav Shalat Samsim. All the Marayim here, all the Iyav Shalat Samsim. Therefore, you need a Rov Hanir Leinayim Litzad L'chumra to have a Rov Amud. Okay, so now we're going
to... Works well with the idea of Hekev.
Right, that, in terms of, you know, what Seth was saying also, the perception, I don't know from whose perspective.
Which can be perception driven.
And I don't know, it would be interesting if you could have him somewhere from one side, it's perceived one way, and from the other side, it's perceived the other way. You know, right. The B'nai Rosh HaSiyachah versus the B'nai Rosh HaRadim, what you would say about something like that.
Okay. Again, the answer to the question also, whether you... If you say there's no shear, you know why you can't use
we don't
anything, something.
It's perception also, right. It's, this is along the lines of the Ravid, just much
in a way it's
limited.
Also the day in the Ramban and Tess, we spoke about earlier, the day of it, where
right.
You know, the Hagdoros change if you perceive yourself within the it's a whole.
Right. It happens to be, I didn't look in the Ravid Hechasukha, but the Gra is quoting a Ravid, so it could be that all the Ravids are squared together, yes.
Then it comes out, quarter of one.
It's always a suffix, yeah. I mean, it's really because it's Iyav Shalat Samsim until you have a rov hanir leinayim, so then you're machin b'torah samsim. Yeah. Right. That, I think it comes out from this that the esrog is only suffix pasul, not vadei pasul. If it's kasher, it's vadei kasher, obviously. If it's pasul, it's only suffix pasul, right? In chanami. Okay, so we're gonna focus now on two of those two roots that we just quoted. Which is Tosos and Tosrosh. Tosos said that the sugi in Chulin is shiny, Mechitzos Lechud, and Shechita and Tumah Lechud, where the Tosos Rosh said that, holding off on the second Teretz Tosos Rosh, the first Teretz Tosos Rosh said that, sounds like what he's saying is that really everything's the same in terms of Mechsa, Mechsa Karov, but since Shechita has an added factor of the Chiyas of Behema, then it's not enough to say Mechsa, Mechsa Karov, more would be needed. So I think what would come out from the difference between Tosos and Tosos Rosh is how much you're borrowing on the sugya of Mechsa Mechsa Karov to explain Paritz Ka'omid. Whatever Tosos means, which we'll explain in a minute, that Mechitzos Lechud, what he's saying is that here, the reason why the Maskanos are different is because it's not Shaykh to Mechsa Mechsa Karov. There's a different klal by Mechitzos that's called Paritz Ka'omid. Whereas Tosos Rosh is basically using the Yisoda, the sugya in Chulin. This is Mechsa Mechsa Karov, and generally, this sugya proves we will say mechsa mechsa karov, just that by shechita we will not be allowed to solely rely on mechsa mechsa karov because of the chiyas habehema. Tosos, who's saying mechitzos are different, is probably coming from the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hachi agmi rachmana al tifrots ruba." Whereas mechitzos, you don't need to, in order to be makif a makom, to create a rishus yachid, you don't need a active mechitza. You don't need a full real mechitza. All you need is just the absence of pirtos. The job of mechitzos aren't there, you know, the ofen chiyuvi to create the rishus yachid. Rishus yachid is created as a hekif makom, and as long as we can establish that there aren't pirtos there, then that's enough. The job of those mechitzos are complete. They've created that space, and as long as al tifrat ruba, then we'll call it a mechitza. To argue such a svara in shchita would be much harder to argue. Shchita is easier to understand why you would need to create a chalos heter on the animal. The animal is all made be isra nevelo inu zavuach, and in order to matir that behema, you need isra and tuma. Tells us saying, you know, when it comes to isur, when it comes to tuma, you understand that you have to then have something more. You have to create, do a full ma'aser shchita, and rov would tell you that, and mechso would not suffice. And the Ran, the Chidush Ran, yes. So then you can just argue that all Rishus HaYachid is an absence of Rishus HaRabim. You're not creating a Chalos Makom. As long as you have a Makom that's delineated from that Rishus HaRabim, that's not parts to it, then that becomes a Rishus HaYachid.
I mean, why does it become? I mean, you clearly need a shir
mechitza, and you need mechitza yud and a makom dal al dal. But in terms of the intersection of the Rishus HaRabim, as long as it's al tifrots ruba, we will call that clearly defined and separate. And the Ran really brings that point home, that perspective, Tosfos perspective. The Ran on Tezvav, on the days, is bothered by the lashon of the Gemara, the not parallel lashon of Rav Papa and Rav Huda. Rav Papa says that parts come as mutter because hachi akhman gemara lo tifrat ruba. And Rav Huda Bar Yeshua says, no, it's aser because gedor ruba. So he could have responded and said, al tifrat ruba is not enough. But he says, I need gedor ruba, and you say, al tifrat ruba. So he's bothered with those lishonos, and he says, nearly, mishumachi amra hai lishna, v'lo amra gedor palga. He should have just said the same thing as Rav Huda Bar Yeshua. Do half. No, gedor ruba. They're each saying their own shita, and why they come to what they say. They're a papa hachikamer. Nihika paritz ka'omid pirtzihika. I'm not going to deny that there's a pirtza here. Of course there's a pirtza. It's 50-50. Afilachi rachman agrame lemoshe. Dechalhechit delo mifrat ruba. Sagi. I don't need to create a full mechitza berov. As long as I don't have a pirtza serov, that's sagi. That's good enough. And that's the lashon of paritz ka'omid mutter, not paritz ka'omid. It's called Omid or Zemachitza, it's Mutter. Rav Huna Bar Yeshua, Kol Yechad Iga Paretz, Lo Shari Derachman, Agam Lemosha, Gedor Ruba, I need to create a Mechitza. He has another Teretz to that question, but for his first Teretz, I think that fits with the way we are understanding Tosos.
It would be interesting if you could chart, you can't, other issues that have to do with the conflict of, like, what's the default of Shos? I mean, there are other issues.
Or Shos Rabin?
Yeah.
In which one's the default? Right. I mean, this would imply that it would be more default because
if all you need is that there shouldn't be because
Rishus Yachid is the default, you just have to go back right to
the original. So it'd be interesting if you could chart their shitas on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm looking to what other issues that that surrounds. Okay. Good. So that is, I think, the Tosos Rad Mahalach to really separate ourselves from Nechsa Nechsa Karov and take a unique perspective of Mechitzos. Whereas Tosos Rush and the Rashba, who say that not Mechitzos Shiny, but Shechita Shiny. Really, there is such a concept of Nechsa Nechsa Karov by Kol Torah Kula, or whatever areas of Halacha we're talking about. It just happens to be that we need Chiyas HaBehema to be Mafkia the Chiyas HaBehema Shechita. So if that's going to be the perspective for Tosfos Rush, I think it's important then that we should take a look at the Sugyan Chulin and see exactly what this idea of Mechsa Mechsa Karov is in order that we can understand Paritz Ka'omid better. Because if Tosfos Rush and the Rashba are borrowing on Mechsa Mechsa Karov, how we understand Mechsa Mechsa Karov will impact Paritz Ka'omid. And the obvious problem with Mechsa Mechsa Karov, probably why the Gemara questions it, Lamaskana, is that, you know, doesn't really make it's part of the Zasri. Mechsa Mechsa is not a rov. So how could we treat Mechsa Mechsa Kerov? So we're just going to go through the sugi here quickly and pull out a number of rayas of how to understand this din. So the Gemara in the bottom of Kol Chesam and Beis records a Mechlokes, and the Mishnah says Chetzi Echad Ba'of, you need a Chetzi Simen Ba'of and 1.5 Simanim by Behema, Itmar for Shechita. The bottom of Kol Chesam and Beis, Rav Amar Mechsa Mechsa Kerov, Rav Kana Mechsa Mechsa Eino Kerov. Rav Amar Mechsa Mechsa Kerov, very similar lashon to Rav Kahana. Hachamar Lachamar Lamosha, Lo Tishai Aruba. By Shechita, it's Sagi, as long as there's not a leftover rove of the Siman. Rav Kahana Amar Mechsa Mechsa Eino Kerov, Hachamar Lachamar Lamosha, Shachat Ruba. So at this point in the Gemara, I would have argued that this is very similar to Paritz Golmei, that it's a specific machlokas and what the halacha Moshe Sinai of Shechita was. The Gemara in Chulin later, based on the pasuk of Kasher Tzivisicha, says that the halachos of Shechita Rashi references that the halachos of Shechita come from halacha Moshe Sinai, like Mechitza. So what exactly the halacha Moshe Sinai say? And Rashi seems to imply that's the machlokas. He says katz like a daicha leinian Shechita kamar kolomer simin shechetiv shachet shechetiv eino shachet havi kiilu part of lashon here havi kiilu rubo shachet the kasher. So says katz like a daicha, maybe we're going to move off of that. The Shitin Megubetzis on Chulin thinks that Rashi the whole way through thinks this is only a din in Shechita. It's not a din in Cholat Arkula. It's a specific halacha of Shechita in Shechita. You can't bring in Mechsa Mechsa Kerov. Let's say it's not, for the Rashi, it's a non-starter, the Groz discussion in Hilchos Sukkah. It's only, I don't know how he deals with the Katz Sagadaicha. Explains how we're going to deal with the kashas that we're going to ask from Tuma, but it's for Rashi, it might be only a din in Hilchos Shechita. And the Gemara continues, brings a riot. It's not a Chetzi Echad Ba'of, the Echad B'Chetzi Ben Behema. Shechita Sapsula. If you just do half a simon by an oaf, 7.5 by a bam, it's puzzle. You are mechsa mechsa kerov on my puzzle. Ha'avile rov. My answer be derabanan. Dilma loasi l'mavid paga. So maybe if we told you you could just get away with half, then a person will be even more lenient and you won't do half, so we made be derabanan. You have to do more than a chetzi simon. Fits with that Yerushalmi. Amar of Ketina, Tashma. Further raya from Tuma. Chilkul ishnayim. Behain shavin shnayen. If I have a kli that's tame and it's broken in half, Rashi says that's the context of the Mishnah over there, it's a tanner, and because kli charis has no tara b'mikvah, it only has tara through breaking it, so I break it exactly in half. So is that kli called broken or not? If it's broken, it's tara. If it's not broken, it continues to be tame. So the Gemara says they're tamein because of yif shalat samsim. So ha ef shalat samsim, if we were able to know fully that it's exactly 50-50, it's tar. Am I tarin? Zilhacha ikarov, zilhacha ikaruba. If mechsa mechsa is karov, then how could it be tar on both directions? I have a rov. Rov's telling me omid, rov's telling me ain't omid. Amra papa, shrei ruba, bechad mana leka. I can't do that. I can't take two, there can't be two rows inside one clay. If it's mechsa mechsa is karov, then I have to pick either it's rov Kaim or Rov Shaver, and it's going to be Tame or Tar. So how does Rashi understand that klal? Che Ruba Lega B'chad Mana. Ti'i Hai Ruba Hai Miuta. If you say Mechsa Mechsa Karov, by definition, if there's a Rov, there's a Miut. Can't say two Rovs. There's only 100% in this Kli, so 50 is like 51, the Mimela, the other half has to be 49%. Avala Inyan Shechita, so why are we not bothered by Shechita? There's also half Kaim and half Eino Kayim, so it's Tre Rube in one mana. Lohuska Rov Ela Bechaticha. Because the Rov there is not in the entire Simen, it's did I do a Rov Chaticha, and there's nothing being sosar that. Vichi Karin and Palga Rov Chatach. When we say that it's through half, it's like Rov is cut. Leke de Machish Leg. There's nothing that's omen that's going to deny the fact that I cut half in terms of the Maisa Chaticha. Leke de Machish Leg, the high Palga de Kai Lo Mikri Rov Shalim. Because Al Pi Din, the half that's there is not called Rov anymore through the Maisa Shechita that I did. So that's the way Rashi understands the Gemara, and it seems to be there, Lushonas and Rashi, right off the bat, with the Katz Lagadaicha, he says, Chetz V'Nish Havi Ki'ilu Rubo Shachet V'Kasher, and the way he understands Tre Rubo Leika L'Memar V'Chad Mana, there's no problem by that in Shechita, because I have a Rov Chatuch, and the whole Klal of Tre Rubo V'Chad Mana by the Kli, the reason why that is for Rashi is because if this is the Rov, Mamela has to be the Miut. if the whole idea of Mechsa, Mechsa Karov is like, say, the Ren and Tosos and the Lashon HaGemar and the Sulin Ervin, that Mechsa, Mechsa Karov is Mutter, it's Mutter because you did halfway, and halfway is what's called Mutter in Hilchos Shechita, then these Rashis are not necessary and difficult, because it wouldn't be true that if high Ruba, high Muta, just because Al Pidin were saying this is Mutter, but there's still a 50% there, it's just that it's Mutter. But what Rashi seems to be understanding is that through the fact that we could say that all you need to do is half, then that half becomes Al Pidin as a Rov. And therefore, by definition, there has to be a Miyut. So Rashi understands Mechsa Mechsa Karov as being somewhat Al Pidin, as being treated as a as an actual Rov. The Rashba goes a step further, where if the Shita's read is correct in Rashi, that's only a Din Hilchos Shechita, the Rashba and Chulin is Beferish, that based on the Raya from Tuma, that it's true here, it's true B'chol HaTorah Kula. There are even Poskim in Hilchos Taruves that dan on why you shouldn't say Mechsa Mechsa Karov Inyan Bittel Barov. Obviously, you could be even if you accept the Rashba, that we're not talking about Bittel Barov here, we're talking about Aruba Kekulo. There's a Shach in Hilchos Mikvos that talks about having a mikvah that's chatzi rainwater and chatzi fresh spring water. Do we don it up as a mikvah or a mayan based on the different kulos and chumras in each of them? So if you take that idea even further, that it's not just the idea of hachiyak marchman al moshe, but it's a rov, you can understand where the Rashba is coming from, that it would be more applicable even in the havamina b'chol tar kula. That's what comes out from Rashi. In the sugya, we'll try to explain better what that means exactly, how the Mechsa Mechsa can be a Rov. But just for contrast, so Tosos on Chav Tesamid Aleph, it's really Shaykh Chav Tesamid Beis, asks, what's this question by the Kli? Zeal, how can you say Eshel Tzantim is Tahorim if Mechsa Mechsa is Karov, Zeal Hacha, there's a Rov, Zeal Hacha, there's a Rov? Why don't we say that by Shechita? He's not asking in the Teretz of Chad, Trey Ruba B'Chad Mana, even in the Kasha, what's the Gemara asking? Split the clean half. You have a roll on one side, you have a roll on the other side. How can it be tar? How come we're not bothered by that when it comes to shechita? Why don't we say the same thing? Lo tishai aruba. It's not that there's a roll in both directions, like Rashi's understanding. We said a mechsa sagi. So even though they're equal, we said legabe taras klicheres, that as long as a roll of the kli is not left, it's called a tahara. Har inkan roll v'tahorin. V'yish lomar, says Tosis, Natalia Dover, the Chashivas. Mishum the Chashiv le Mechsa Kerov, Sharle al the Ishkan Shir Hechsher Shechita, the Kanam Yish Chashivas Mechsa Dina Kerov. The Mechsa Mechsa Kerov is along the lines of Rashi in the sense that it's not just Al Tishayir, XYZ Al Tishayir Rov by the Shechita or the Kli, but there's a Svara to how we could say Mechsa is a Rov, and it's based on the Chashivas. And since by Shechita, the Chashivas is the mechsa that I did, because I'll say through that chashivas I have a shir hechsher shechita. So too in the kash by tumas klicheres, I have chashivas on both. If mechsa mechsa is a rov, that's chashivas, then I have an equal amount of chashivas based on tuma and based on tahara. So how can we say that the kli is tahara when there's still a chashivas omed of kli tak tuma? So it should be tame. Tosos, I think, helps understand a little bit better what it means mechsa mechsa karov. It's not a literal rov where 50 becomes 51%, but it's through the 50 that I'm giving a little of a chashivas to what I've done. So in shechita, I can ignore the amud that it's still not shechted, and I will, at least in the havamina, and I will say that the 50% meisa shechita has a chashivas to it, and a chashivas to a meisa shechita is machshir, whereas tuma, I'm stuck. I think this Tosos, speaking to Ronsweig, a similar idea, to explain the second Teretz of Tosfos Rush, that it's all about the Omeid, I think makes this Tosfos will make that Tosfos Rush more understandable. That it's not Mechsa Mechsa Rov, that is 50 there, that's a Rov. But there's a Chashivas. So what Tosfos Rush is saying, is the way to determine what the Chashivas is by the Omeid. So in Mechitzos, I have Omeid, that's more Chashiv than Avir, so it's going to win over, maybe Mevatel the Avir. In Shechita, in the Havamina, maybe I would put more chashivas to the Maisa Shechita, but Maisa, I have a Chati Simen Kayim L'maskana. Let's understand what the Havamina Maskana was and how you understand Shechita, but I have a Chati Simen Kayim, and therefore I would say that Omeid overtakes, and then by klicheres you have a steer in amudim, you have a steer in the chashivas, and therefore it is tameh. That's Tosfos Mahalach, and we'll return maybe to chashivas in how that determines the mechitzas. Whereas I think what Rashi is saying is much more than that. You see from the way he learns the kasha and the teretz of trei ruba leka bechad mana that al pi din it could be that it's coming off of the halacha which we're seeing al tifrots ruba. Al tishai ruba, but once that's all that I need, then by doing half al pidin, we treat that like I've done the whole thing. And there, through Mexico Rov, the threshold for needing to say something like ruba kakulo, or at least chetzi kerubo, is through a chetzi. And the Rashba in Taurus Abayis, the Gemara brings Abayis from Shehiya, Psul Shehiya by Shechita and by Trefos. So the Gemara's maskana is that by treifa you need rov hanir le'inayim. And there's a big machlokes we've shown on what that means. Does rov hanir le'inayim just mean more than mechsa mechsa kerov, and then it's saying that treifa is no different than chalatzor kula, or maybe treifa needs even bigger rov than a regular 51%. So the Rashba, trying to prove the shita that it's just a regular 51%, says that it was in explaining the tzad, right, he's saying we're not going in a katzal katzal. 50-50 was good. Rov hanir le'inayim means a little more than 50-50. So the Rashba's lashon taras habayis is afapish eno nir le'inayim. That even though the way we view it with our eyes, let's say, our human eyes, our physical eyes, is that it's only half, but maybe because it accomplishes through Al Tishai Ruba, Al Tifrat Ruba, it accomplishes the chalos that's needed, B'maros Halev, we know deep down, really this is a rov. And Al Pidin, with our halach guys, we can view this as a rov. And I think that fits with the Rashba, even applying it to Kol HaTarakula, that it's an actual rov. That being true, so even for the Tosfos Rashi and the Rashba, who pull out Mechsa on Mechsa Kerov as the yisod of Al Tifrots of Paritz Komen Mutter, there's still two ways to go within the Tosfos Rashi and the Rashba. Would the Tosfos Rashi and the Rashba learn the Sugya in Chulin like Rashi, that through the Rov, since that's all that I need, that Al Pidin, through the Mechsa Al Pidin, we treat it as a Rov, or that it's not Al Pidin treated like a Rov, but since there's something too, there's a Chashivas to the 50%, then that's enough to create a Heter. So I think it's still an open question within the Mechsa Kerov Mahalach, how you understand Paritzk Omid, and then we'll just rephrase the question. When we say Paritzk Omid is Mutter, does that mean that Paritzk Omid is equal to Omid Meruba LaParitz, because through the Mechsa Al Pidin we say there's a Rov there? Or, as the Ran said, each one lefilishono, Paritzk Omid's Mutter, there is a Pirtza here, but we're going to be okay with that Pirtza because there's a Heter. So now, to test that out, we're going to explore some of the Sugis in Chulin that deal with, some of the Sugis in Irvin that deal with Omid Kiparitz, and try to see if Al Pidin we treat it exactly like Paritzk Amin Meruba LaParitz, or even though it's mutter, it doesn't work the same way as Amin Meruba LaParitz. So we're going to start with Yud Amin Beis, probably the second time in the parak which Paritzk Amin comes up. See what the first time maybe is. So the Gemara in Yud Amin Beis is dealing with a Mavoi, in which the side of the Mavoi that we need to metakin is 15 Amos long. As the Gemara says in the third line, "Kav Yehuda Damer Yehuda Mavoi Shurachav Chamisha Seyama." What should I do? Marchik Shteyamos Osa Pas Shalosh Amos. That's what I do. Marchik Shteyamos Have a Pas Shalosh Amos. Then I take care of my five. Amai. The Gemara says, "Yase Pas Amo Mechza." Viarchik Shteyamos. Yase Pas Amo Mechza. Split it up with more Pasim, and I could do Amo Mechza Amo Mechza, and my Shteyamos. And the Gemara says, "Well, that's an issue of Amen Meruba LaParitz." Because in order to counter out the two, I have to combine the two 1.5, so that we're going to leave that for now. Then the Gemara asks, a few more lines down. V'yasa pas ama, v'yarchik ama, v'yasa pas ama, v'yarchik ama, v'yasa pas ama. Why doesn't the Gemara say to make even more passive? Just do 1, 1, 1, 1. Just to read the Gemara very carefully. V'yasa pas ama, make a pass of an ama, and your yarchik ama, so that's Amid Kiparitz. V'yasa pas ama, another ama, so we have two amas, amid in total, one ama paritz. V'yarchik ama, so now it's 3-2. Vyasa, two to two, Vyasa pas ama, and then make a third pass. So then we have three passim of one, two avirim of two, which equals five. We've taken care of our 15. Shmamina, amen kaparat asa. The fact that Gemara doesn't suggest that, to do one, 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 must be because that's aser. And the only thing that I could do is three and two, where it's amid beruba ala parts. Before we see the Gemara's answer, there's an obvious question in the Gemara, because this is not amid kaparts. This is amid beruba ala parts. If you read the Gemara carefully, you have three amos worth of amid and two amos worth of avir. So if you take the cheshbon klali, you have amid beruba ala parts. This is a question that the Ran is bothered with, and I think we'll see from his answer what it reminds us of. The Ran says, in Yonam Abayz, exactly this question. V'yasa pas ama, v'yachik ama. V'ha, n'tamar ha'ach, amun ruma la parts ika. Because you have three amos, amun, and two amos parts. Yesh lomar, the cuts like a daite, the makshu, the lormin asi avir, the haigisam of avir, the haigisam of atale, which is the Gemara's answer. Ela, v'shkolach, v'na pirtos, chashua min amun shventayim. We would only say asi avira when the pirtos, the avir, is chashuv, more chashuv than the amid shventayim. Mishum hachi amra shmamina, the bi'amba, amid kiparitz, amid kiparitz, the parit chashuv today. Halavi amid. In the havamina, we knew there's a concept of asi avira the hagisa, so it's three and two, but in between every one of those amudim is an avir, so we should say that the two avirim on each side of every given amud should combat against that amud. Why? Because even though in general there are more amudim there, the klal of amud kaparitz, the klal of asi avira is that whatever is more chashiv is going to win out. So if amud kaparitz is aser, that means in every space the avir is more chashiv than the amud. Shemachim or shemamina, the bi'alma amud kaparitz, the parit chashiv tvei, v'lo ha'li amud, the parit is more chashiv and not called amud mishemachi. Also ama amud shu eitz la pesach asi avir the hagisa. The first Amma gets nisbatel through the Pesach, the air on the Pesach, and the Avir between, because Paritz Kolmeit is Aser, it follows the Chashivas. So therefore, there's a way of proving already, even though you have three Amudim, you can prove Amir Kiparitz, Aser, Armutter. And what the Ran is saying is that it's Tali on the Chashivas, that the Machlogis Amir Kiparitz is, what are you Machshiv more? Are you Machshiv the Avir more? And therefore you could say Asi Avir the Hagisa, or your Machshiv the Amen more, and then it blocks you from saying, at least in the Havamina, Asi Avira, and we'll see what the Maskana is, Asi Avira, which I think is very much in line with Tosfos and Chulin, that the concept of the Mechsa Karov isn't Apidin full Rov, but allows you to say a certain Chashivas. And the Machlokas of Hun Rapapa is what Chashivas are going to follow, or do you need to create an active Rishus or a passive Rishus, what's going to become the chashvus. And the koveya for parts ka'omid asr mutter is what we view as more chashvus. Now what's the Gemara's answer? Yes. So the question is three and two, right? We have three amudim and two pirtas. So we know that we have amen rubal parts. But in the havamina, we thought that the only way you could say asi avira is if the avir, it's not just the mitzias of avir between two avirim, between one amud, in order to say asi avira to block amud. It has to be that the avir is more chashvus than the amud, in order to say Asi Avira. So if Paritz Omeid is Aser, so then even when you have a 3 and 2, Amin Rubala Paritz, you're going to say Asi Avira on, let's say, the first one, because that Avir that's next to the first Amid is more Chashav than it, and it blocks it out, so then you're only left with 2 and 2, and then Paritz Omeid is Aser. So even though it starts Amin Rubala Paritz, we lose one of our Amudim, because in the Havamina, see why I keep saying that, Asi Avira is Talian Chashivas. And Avir, the Mandamar Paritz Kamin Aser holds that Avir is more Chashiv than Amid. The Mandamar Paritz Kamin Mutter holds that Amid is more Chashiv than Avir. So you're always going to get stuck with Asi Avira on one of your Amudim, and then you're left with two and two, which the sheet holds Amid Kiparitz is Aser.
You look at each.
Yeah, you don't take the. Right. Meaning that's the state Sodom. We don't take the Cheshbon Klali. We just say that the first one, you have Amid one, but Avir that's more chashiv it to the right of it, and the Pesach of the Mavoi to the left of it. So the Avira to the Pesach and the more chashiv Avir is Mevatel. If Amid Kiparitz would be Mutter, then we could start counting up 1, 2, 3, because it wouldn't get lost through that first Avir, which is more chashiv than it.
So in theory, should that affect other Avirs and their relationship to like a schach?
That should affect. I think so. Yeah, I think that makes. I think that would make
so
sense.
So again, you would have a situation, which again, it's hard to pin down, but that the mandamara holds that parutz ka'obed is kosher could have a general view about avir.
Avir connected the part, right? Right.
Being
so that
inferior in other contexts too, outside of even these issues.
Right. 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 I guess it had depend on what the din of asya avir means. I mean, is it just a din in general, does asya avir just general avir, or it has to do with like the avir in this steam up?
No, because Pashas of the Ran is not talking about the role of avir in the chitzas.
Right. He's just saying that the avir is more chashev than the amud. So we'll return to Hilchos Sukkah, maybe see an example like that. So, good ha'ara. Okay, so the Gemara's answer is that no, really, amud kaparet is mutter. So then, fill in the Ran, really, we don't say, really, the amud is more chashev than the avir, and you don't right away say asya avir the hagisa, but still, the Gemara says, the way the Ran learns is lamaskana, asya avir is not about chashivus. But any avir, even if the amud is more chashev than it, the avir is able to defeat it. So what we see from this Gemara is, if you have parts ka'omed mutter, you would still say asi avira mehagisa mehagisa mevatle, even though one of those avirim that you need is next to the amid, which should win. So even though you say parts amid mutter, it's still subject to the klal of asi avira the hagisa mevatle. Where that's obviously not true by amid rubel parts. That's the whole point of amid rubel parts. And if you had a 3 versus a 2, so you would never ask Asi Avir the Hagisa Hagis Mevatlai, if it's Mishtet Stadim, so the Asi Avir makes it that you never add them up. But once you've added up at Amin Ruba, then the whole point of Amin Ruba is either that we're so same, that whole area based on Ruba Gakulo, or other understandings of Amin Ruba, but Amin Ruba defeats the Avir that's next to it, whereas Paritz Kam and Mutter, it's Mutter, but you still have to contend with the Avir that's next to it. And this is a Ha'ara of the Rashash and the Gon Yaakov. The Gon Yaakov reads it into the Shekhar Matai, where the Havmina Maskana was exactly this point. Do we say that the Havmina was that if you would say Paritz Amin Mutter, it'd be equally as Chashiv as Amin Ruba. So the only way you could say Asya Avira is if you said Paritz Amin Asr. The Maskana is that no, Paritz Amin Mutter, it's just Mutter, because Hachi Agmir Rachmana Al Tifrat Ruba, but that doesn't create a stima on that avir, so you're still subject to saying asi avir. So this Gemara seems to be a pretty good raya that if you say amid parts ka'omid mutter, it's mutter, but it doesn't have the same effect, at least when it comes to asi avir, as amid rubala parts. So we'll keep that raya in mind, we'll have to return to it. A raya. Yeah.
You're saying without the Ram, you might have said that you can't put anything in the Gemara. It's
It's clear in the Gemara that one and one, you still say Asya Avira Mehagis Mehagis Mevatle. That's clear. I need a new base. Right? One, one, one.
See,
no, I'm just, the rhyme was just the initial point of how to understand the question. There's just a problem in the Gemara that it's not two and two, it's three and two, and then the rhyme just think fits very nicely with Tosin Chul and Anchavtes. I don't think you need the rhyme, but maybe it'll help in a little bit when we return to Yudam Biz. But there is a raya in the other direction.
Do you speak on Aravelva?
I will hold up. Yeah, I'm going to wait till Tosfos and Daf.
That's definitely relevant.
That, yeah, the Reb Chaim assumes that explicitly. But just to get the Gemara's clear first, the Gemara Tezayin, I think, is a pretty strong raya the other direction, because the Gemara Tezayin is trying to prove this Shaila Gufa, Paritz Komen Mutter Aser, and it's very complicated Braisa, which we'll try to at least get the pshat without getting involved in all the other details of that. The fifth line of Tazayin Amin Aleph Tashma, Nimsis Atal Omer Shalosh Midos B'Mechitzos. There are three types of Mechitzos in Legabe Kalayim. Koshu Pachs Mishlosha, if you have something, and the omen itself is less than three. Tzarech shelo yeh bein zeh lezeh shlosha kedei shelo yizdaker hagedi bebas rosh. You need to say lavud to connect those two mechitzos. So if you had more than three, then the gedi could come in and it would prevent you from saying lavud. That's one nida. Less than three wide mechitza. In order to connect the two of them, you need to say lavud. Kol shu gimel umigimel v'yad dalid tzarech shelo yeh bein zeh lezeh kimelua. From three until four, as long as what's between those two, three and a half wide mechitzos, as long as the space between them is shloi ben zelaza kimelua, which sounds like if you had three and a half between them, it would be a problem. Kedei shloi ya paritz ka'omid, because then it would be paritz ka'omid, which would be a problem. V'imayu paritz meruba ala'omid, but let's say you had paritz meruba ala'omid, not just three and a half amid, three and a half break, three and a half amid, but three and a half amid, four break, and three and a half amid, parts ruba amid, af connected or amid must usser. Then you would not even be able to replant the minim, the gefanim, and the chita, even connected where there actually is a wall. But kol shu mi dalid mi arbat esser. But if you have a mechitza that's dalid wide until esser, amo sarshliya ben zelazek kimeloa. There, as long as you don't have equally in between again, the parts go made, shliya ka parts go made. But in that case, imayu paritz ka'omid, kenegeda omid mutter, kenegeda paritz aser. If you had that case of, let's say, a 5 amma mechitza, a 5 amma break, and a 5 amma mechitza, although I can't plant in the omid because paritz ka'omid is aser, although I can't plant in the avir because omid ka'paritz is aser, so that area is not an area of 15, but at least since the wall is bigger than dalet amma, Rashi explains, and that's the shir chashivas, at least I could plant kenegeda the Amid. Amid Merubal parts, Af Kenegeda parts. V'imai Amid Merubal parts, but if it wasn't 5 and 5 and 5, but it was 6 and 5 and 6, then I could even plant Kenegeda parts because we view it as a stima throughout. Mutter. Nifritzi Yosem Yasser, Aser. Hayesham Kanem Adur Kanem. So if you make Tzuras HaPesach, Filbi Yosem Yasser, Mutter. So now the Gemara, it's just Stiras Mineu Bey in the Braisa, it says, parts call me Aser, and then if it's Imiya, parts Merubal Amid. So the Gemara has three categories in Mechitzos, even leaving out the Lavid. There are three nafkaminos of the Mechitzos. You could have a case where you would have nothing, parts Meruba ala Amid, you can't even plant Kenega. Let's say you had a case of three Amas Mechitza, and then parts Meruba ala Amid, you wouldn't even be able to plant Kenega the Amid. Then you could have a case where you have a Mechitzos Dalid, which is Mechitzas Dalid, which would be Aser. Say Mechitzas Dalid, but it's Aser because it's parts Merubah Amid. At least I could plant Keneged the Amid. And then if I have Amid Merubah the parts, I could plant Keneged the whole thing. And the Gemara asks Stiras in the Braisa. And the Gemara just says that each Shita will say Lav Dafka on one half of the Braisa, and the Gemara asks the Tamech on the other half of the Braisa. Now the Gemara had a very easy answer to this question. You could have said as follows, which the Gemara assumes not that way. You could have said that there's three entities and there are three categories. You could have said that if it's parts Merubah la'omid, then the whole area is Aser and I can't even plant Kenega the Omid because the parts Merubah destroys the Omid. If it's Amid Merubah la'paritz, then I could plant even Kenega the Paritz because the Amid Merubah mill wins out. And then what's the case in which I could plant only Kenega the Omid and not Kenega the Avir? In a case of parts gomid, because that's the middle one, right? The one that's right in between will have the in-between category. The Gemara does not assume that way. And the Gon Yaakov is over this and explains for a technical reading reason of how to fit the shittas in between, the Gemara doesn't give that answer, but doesn't say that, which means that the Gemara has no problem assuming that at least when it comes to Kalayim, we're going to treat parts gomid exactly as Amin Rubella parts, which means Halacha l'maisa, if I had a 4 amma mechitza, 4 amma avir, and a 4 amma mechitza, whatever it is, then I'm allowed to plant keneged even the avir. Once we say paritz ka'omid mutter, I'm allowed to plant even keneged the avir. Just like if I had 6 and 5 and 6, I would be able to plant keneged the avir, which seems to imply that the stima, the amid, the paritz merubah l'amid, has the karach to be so same, the area between, just like Amid Merubah LaParitz does. And it would have been, if you read the Shekhar Vatari, I don't want to press the point, but it would have been really the best, except for that small issue that the Gaon Yaakov raises, it would have been the best answer. And the fact that the Gemara just could assume without a problem that they're exactly the same would seem to at least question what's going on Daf Yudam Beis. And we'll get back to that, because even without Tezayim Beis and Yudam Beis, there seems to be a steer of Yudam Beis just from the Mishnah that the Gemara comments on. Because the case of the Mishnah that starts Parts Kol Min is a Shayara that put their clay behema to create mechitzos. And it doesn't say, which it should based on the Maskana of Yudam Beis, that you still have to contend with Asiya Avira Mihagisa. It should have said that the Shayara puts their camp packs and their camel saddles down, and parts going to mutter, but you still have to take care. On one spot, you're going to have to fill in an extra omid so that in one given spot, at least you won't have asya vira mihagisa or mihagisa. So there seems to be something going on that's unique to Yudam and Beis, that parts omid really is not always subject to asya vira, and there's something and there's a reason why in Yudam and Beis it will, and that we'll see in a moment, just to prove the point of this other mahalach, let's say not the Ran and Tosos, that we're going to really treat Amen Meruba, parts to Omeid as an Amen Meruba. So that is the Rashba's Lashon Beferish and Tezayin Amen Beis when he's dealing with those Gimel Midos. I think the word is the same Lashon as Gimel Midos in Kalayim. He's explaining the whole Braisa. And he says, Aval im haya Amen Keparetz Shehu Ki'ilu Amen Meruba L'Rapapa Inami Amen Meruba Mamish Ala Parets L'Ravuna Afilu Kenegin Aparets Mutter. Then in terms of planting connecting the parts, there is no difference between Amen Keparetz and Parets Meruba, and as Lashon is, L'Rav Papa, it's Ki'ilu, it's Amen Meruba. Chari should say a similar thing about Asiya Avira, that it's Ki'ilu, it's Amen Meruba. Where this issue comes up, especially with the Amen Beis, is another question that deals with Amen Meruba or Parets, besides Asiya Avira and planting connected the Parets. And that's the Gemara on Tazayin Amen Beis. The Gemara on Tazayin Amen Beis says, we know from all these sugyas, Amen Meruba L'Paretz is good by Mechitzas Shesi. If I have planks, 4 Amos, and 3 Amos Avir, and 4 Amos plank, then we're going to consider that to be a Mechitza that is 11 wide. But what about Amen Meruba L'Paretz by Mechitzas Erev? If I'm using string, L'Mashal, and going down, and I'm creating a Mechitza vertically, top to bottom, bottom to top. So what do we say about Amen Meruba ala parts? And the Gemara says, well, what's the suffix? It can't be where you're going to put the avir. You have to contend with Bekiyas Kediyim, and you have to contend with Asiya Avira, and you have to contend Amen Meruba ala parts, Mishnei Bruchos. Gemara, for technical reasons, is how are you going to figure out where to put it? So the Gemara says, now, really, what we're asking about is a mechitza tliya, and most of the Rishonim think that l'maskana sagemara, you could have a mechitzas erev ve'ofen amen meruba ala parts. Okay, that's true, especially for Huna Brei Rabbi Yeshua. But what would you say about a mechitzas arev be parts ka'omei? Like, for example, if I had a mechitza that had 3.5 omed and 3.5 avir, so now I have Sheva, and 3 Amen on the bottom, so you have on the top 2 levels Paritz Ka'omid. So would that Mechitza be good, and would that be considered a 10 Mechitzas Eser in order to create a Rosh Hashayachid? So that is not clear in the Gemara. Why the Gemara leaves it out, maybe we're going L'Chol Adeos, but the Ritva brings up on the spot that it's equal, I think, most likely, he says, it's equally true Le'er of Papa as well. The Ritva says, So just when we have a suffix, since we're mistapic, even Amen Meruba, so we're going to ask the suffix according to everyone, but when we're poshing L'maskana, it will be true even if it's Paritz Kalmid. When we ask the Kishatim Shalomar, the Tishalei, but maybe the Ritva says that when we come to the Maskana, the Amen Meruba Arab Havi Amen, that it works, Kemoshu Ka'amid Bishasi, Hu Adin Paritz Kalmid L'Rav Papa. So once we say L'maskana that it works, then there is no difference between Amen Meruba and Paritz Kalmid. Afapish Inza Mechavali L'Gamri. Seems to be what I would think, but I won't say for sure. He quotes the Ravid, next page, who says it beferish, that you would say it. Couldn't find it. They say it's from the Kotzav Sham. The Ravid that's quoted in the back of the Ozvah Hadar only says it by Amen Rubal apart, so maybe the Ritva was just sticking into what he thought was the Svar Pshuta, that once you say that it's good Mechitza Amen Ruba, it's also good Mechitza Parit Kolmeid. But the Ritva and the Ravid, the Ritva's note is saying that it works, and the Ravid says, seems to say beferish that it works. And the Tor, Paskins this way, the Tor in Shin Samach Beis says, Shin Samach Beis Pes, Parit Kolmeid Mutter, Bein B'Shesi, Ben B'Erev, Ubilvad Shaliyah, B'Makum Echad, Parit Yosem Yeser, Aval Ad Eser, Mutter, Neishu K'Pesach. As long as you have any Pirtzos, it's more than Eser, you'll say Parit Kolmeid Mutter in either direction. And the Beis Yosef says that Afagav Dev Hamnuna Nakat Amin Merubal parts, that's only because we were holding parts coming to Aser. But once we come to the Maskana, from the Divriya Kol, it's good. And he quotes the Ravid, and he quotes the Ravid as well, who says that. So that is the Tor and the Beis Yosef and the Ritva and the Ravid and the Shulchan Aruch. Paskins that way. In Shin Samach Beis Hes, that you could have a Amin Merub parts Ka'omid Mechitza, even going vertically. He says, "Paritz ka'omid mutter, ben b'shasi, ben b'erev, b'vad shloia, b'makom echad, paritz yosem yasef." Okay, seems to be pretty simple. But the Bir Halacha says I have a major problem with that, and it can't be the Tor meant that. Basically, he misread the Tor. He was just saying that why the Tor quote that lashon, because it's true by mechitza shasi, but there is no difference in paritz merubal amid to amid merubal paritz to amid kaparitz, paritz ka'omid. So when he said that by Shasi, he kept going and saying this Huah didn't be a Mechitza Erev, but obviously when it's coming to a Mechitza going from top to bottom, you need to have Amen Ruvel parts. Why is that? Because where are you going to put it? Where are you going to put this equal Mechitza to Pirza? Says the following. So where are you going to put it? So if you say Lamala, like I just said, Pash Shalshu Mechza Tvachim, then you have a break of 3.5, and then you put a passive gimel to have a mechitzas 10. Lo nuchal ha'hakir b'zeh machmas paritz k'omid. The kibbutz jish avir l'mal me'a pas, ha'aliyun ala rakia. You have the avir that's on top of the 3.5 top level, ala rakia. Amin asi avir the ha'gisa u the ha'gisa ha'yna ha'chalal sheb'emsa, to the 3.5 break, and the avir sheb'rakia on top. Lo nuchal ha'hakir b'zeh machmas paritz k'omid. Kibbutz jish avir l'mal me'a pas, ha'aliyun ala rakia. We say asi avir the ha'gisa. And only Amin Merubal apart, which defeats that, and it says Kedemuchach and Yinam Beis. That's exactly what the Gemara says, and Yinam Beis. Quotes Poskim would say that way. So he has no clue what the Torah is talking about, and says that the Torah is Lav Dafka, so he's okay with the Torah. It was the Beis Yosef who read the Torah that way, which he shouldn't have had, and he thinks it's not true. And the Mishnah Berurah passes that way. It's not true. There is no such thing. It's just okay. You could say it's the Beis Yosef's read of the Torah. But it's Beferish, at least he's noted to that, and the Ritva has a case that he's okay with it. The Ritva has it, the Ravid has it. So what is the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha so upset about? So there are two parts to this. There's the question from Yinam Beis, I think is easier to deal with, that the Chazon Ish gives Tziurim, where it can defeat that Avir Ad Rakia. It's based on Tosfos Yinam Beis, who says that usually we're not concerned with the Avir Ad HaOlam by Asi Avira, but by Mechitzos we are, and Tosfos Bina Peretz and Tez Zayin explains because of Rishas Yachad Ol Ad HaRakia. So the Chazon Ish says, well, why don't we just build a little one tefach roof to that top 3.5, which would like block out Avir Da Alma. Whether or not that works, do you take into account things that are not part of the Etzem Mechitzah for Asi Avira? Is a big question, but the Chazon Ish assumes that way. So how are you going to get out of the technical question on Yudam and Beis? And I think you need to say something anyway for Yudam and Beis due to the steer of the Mishnah Tes Vavam and Beis, that you have the Shayara that has an Amalek apart, so we're not worried about Asi Avira. So the Chazon Ish himself gives a great teretz that Yudam and Beis, it's not just Amalek apart. What we're trying to do over there is create a stima on the Mechitzas Tezvav, right? We're not just trying to create a Rosh Hashanah Yachin, but we have the Mechitzas Tezvav. So there, maybe only in that type of case, where I think it actually fits with some of the things that Ariel was saying in the Sabura, that when you have a Shir in the makom of the mavoi. So maybe Yeram and Beis is that Asiya Vira only beats Paritzka Omid when you're trying to create a chalos stima on the mavoi. It's not. It's more than just saying Asiya Vira. It's mutter even based on a rov. You have to maybe even do more than that to create a heter on the mavoi, and that's why Tezvav on the mission will be okay, and the question would fall away from the mechitza on Tezayin Amid Beis. But even with that question solved in Yidam and Beis, you still see what the Torah is assuming, because the difference, why is the Gemara has a suffix bechlal between Shasi and Erev? What's the difference? So in order to make a mechitza from top to bottom, it's not that I just need a stima and I have to overcome the avir. I need a shir yud. But I need the top, and I can make a rishis yachid as long as it's dalal dalal. It doesn't matter how wide my mechitzos are, but when it comes to the height of the mechitzos, I need a shir yud. So the Torah is assuming, and the Ritva is assuming, the Rav is assuming that you count the 3.5 avir not just as mutter, but it counts towards the shir of the 10. You're utilizing it as a mechitzos 10. So unless you say no, you don't need a shir mechitzos 10. You just need a makom that's sectioned off between 3.5 and 3. Okay, you could argue that, but if you want to say that the parts ka'omid functions as omen meruba, then you could even utilize the 3.5 in between as part of your shir mechitza, because it's somewhat like a rove. So I have a rove, and it's able to take the avir and treat it like mechitza, and I have a shir mechitza the whole way through. Another issue this touches upon is Tosos and Hayim Beis. Tosos and Hayim Beis, of which our next 2 points we'll deal with, this Gemara and Haman Bees, if you have a mavoi, and the shear of the space of the mavoi that needs to be metukan through the Lachi Yakora is 8. So the Gemara is dealing with Lachi Haboli, so Daphno Shal Mavoi, and the Gemara has different suggestions of how to solve it, Kal Chomer from the Chatzar, about Amen Meruba, and the Gemara says, well, what about this? After the Kal Chomer, the Gemara says, "Afilu tamei mavoi shmona, even if it's not omen ruba, but it's equal, nami lo tzarech lechi, manavshach, e omen nafish, if it's an exact right, it's 8 by 8 space and a 4 amos, what looks to be like a 4 amos lechi. So im omen nafish, not you don't need the lechi anymore. Not your omen ruba laparts, the parts not nafish." So then, the lechi is not going and being bullied with dafnu shel mavoi, which takes away from the hacker of lechi. Nidun mishum lechi. May amart the shavu tshuvayu after the same. Maybe they're exactly equal. Ki adadi havli satik divreim satik divreim lohakil. So it's a satik derabana. Tosos gets in to the whole question of after the same, and Tosos says that maybe what's going on here is not just a regular satik, but Tosos says it's almost like a sveik sveika. Also says, "My are you subject to vrayim? I feel in the bottom, the towards the top of Avon Aleph. Feel, but the rice and not mishari came with the heter karav mina eser. The times of bryla mishari b'shchita b'mechsa mechsa." So he says, "The hashari hacha e parts nafish hayna bechetz amos mitzum tzamos. I will shema yish my yoser. I feel e parts nafish. He could dal amos. Maybe there's a little more that you have to contend about." But Tosos says that there are really two tzadim lahatir. Equal, exactly equal would be mutter, and even more. And I think some Rishonim say a lashon of sveik sveika. Tosin Sukkah is a lashon of sveik sveika. Some of the Rishonim over here have a lashon of sveik sveika. And the Achronim are bothered. What kind of sveik sveika is that? It's the same heter. It's amen meruba, mutter. Parts gomi, mutter. It's just saying the same thing. But if you say the mahalach that we just did not develop, but if you say along the lines of the Ran, and the Chashivas, and the Tosus, and the Rashash, and Yidam and Beis, that they're not equal to each other, then it could be a sveik sveika. That's what the Briska Rav quotes from Reb Chaim in Bechoros, that amen meruba laparitz, parts gomid are two different heterim. Amen meruba laparitz is like a ruba kukula, parts gomid is mutter. So we don't explain this Tosos, but they are two separate shemos, and you could say sveik sveika. And then he says even amen meruba laparitz is not, it's only ruba kukula, but it's not a sima bekula, which is what's going on in Hamad Bey, is why you need the kal v'chomer. And so they're distinctly different, so it's two different studim in a suffix, but the Achronim, the Sfas Emes, and the Achronim, and some of the Rishonim, even in Lashon, it's not exactly a sixth sveika, but it also sounds like it's not exactly a sixth sveika. That maybe would point to it being really one shame, it's just that if you add up your studim lahatir, then it would be mutter. So that issue of whether or not you how you treat that as a sfeik sekum might address this point of parts kum is equal to amin ruba. And so I guess our last point is on this Gemara as well. So the Gemara says that if it's nafish mona, if our mavo is 8, and we put a stimas 4, so it's mutar imanav shach. Because if it's bigger, it's amin ruel aparetz. If it's smaller, it's a lechi. Why does the Gemara have to say if it's bigger? According to Rav Papa, the Gemara should say if it's exactly equal, then you have amid paretz kol amid mutar. And if it's smaller, it's a lechi. So you could say, okay, the Gemara is like we saw on Tazayin, like the Rishonim said beferish, but sometimes the Gemara goes according to everybody. So you could argue the Gemara is going according to everybody over here. But the Rambam is pretty clear that even according to our psak, even according to our psak of paretz kol amid mutar, which is what the Rambam paskins, it would still be eitzer. And the Rambam's lashon is in Parak Yud Zayin Chav Beis. There we go. Says the Rambam, Lechi aboli midat shlamavi kasher. Lechi amul me'olavim samchalav v'kodem ha'shavis kasher. Okay, then Nevi'im brings you other cases. And then he says, Lechi shay rochav harbe, bein shay rochvo pachos michetzi rochav ha'mavoi, bein shay rochvo kichetzi rochav ha'mavoi, kosher v'nidah mishum lechi. 50-50, of course it's going to be mutter, because the Gemara says the amount of shach, but what's the tzad that it's mutter? Not like it's more, it's amen merubah l'paretz. But 50-50 is equal to less. It's nidon mishum lechi. Avali ma yoser achetzi rechav ha'mavoi nidon mishum amen merubah l'paretz. Only if it's more do we see amen merubah l'paretz. The Rambam should have said, if it's equal and more, it's nidon mishum amen merubah l'paretz or paretz kol meiv, and therefore mutter. And if it's less, then it's a lechi. But the Rambam says equal is dino kil lechi. So the Karen Ora is ma'orah this. He is a whole cheshbon the Rambam about the Rambam Shita about Eshel Tzantzim. But I think based on what we've said, the Rambam could be very understandable, especially up to the Reb Chaim, that yeah, parts go with mutter, but especially to create a chalos stima in the mavoi. So as long as you are not 51% of the mavoi, we can't argue that the mavoi is al pidin through the kav chomer dino ke sasun. But rather, there's something there in the mavoi, and that something would be nidon mishum lechi. When you could come onto amen meruba, which creates a stima, then there's what to talk about that you could be matir the mavoi with a lechi. And I think that fits with the lashon Rambam as he paskins Rav Papa and tazayin tazayin. Tachos Shabbos kol mechitza sheish b'paretz meruba amid eino mechitza. Avli b'paretz kol amid harze muteres. So his lashon is that parts meruba is not a mechitza. Parts kol meid mutter. But vayish lo also pirtza she yaser eser amos. Yeah. So it would have even been better if the Rambam would have said, and there's such a thing as amen meruba parts, which is better. But it doesn't deal with amen meruba parts. But he just tells you the parts kol meid mutter. Yeah, because it's a heter. But to use that amen meruba, the parts kol meid as a chalos tima like amen meruba, that would not work on the fourth side. And then if this is all true, the Torah works out beautifully l'shitasam, because just like the Torah allowed for mechitzas erev even in a paretz ka'omeid, because we treat the paretz ka'omeid like the rov, which would come out from Mexico rov like the Rishonim and Chulin. So the Torah is beferish and shin machil yud beis that I'm boli besocha mavi bepachos v'arba amos alivai I'm boli besocha arba amos ein shem lechi alav. When are we going to be a problem with the mavi amos? You have exactly shmon amos and exactly four amos of a stima. Then even if the lechi is bully, it's kasher because it's not a lechi. It's mutter mishum amin paritz omid. So the Torah treats paritz omid exactly like amen ruba, just like by the mechitzos, he will say it even further that even on the rabbanon level, it act as a chalos tima in the mavoi, and that's correct. I think we can understand another difficult Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah. The Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah, the Gemara itself, which is a very puzzling point, brings a raya. It's second Raya in Tesla and Vs, and parallel Sugin in Sukkot Tesla Amen Aleph, Paritz Ka'omei Mutter by Mechitzos to Schach, Hamakar Sukasu Beshvudim over Akuzamita, Imish Revach Benem Kemosan Chera. If you have a Paritz Ka'omei situation by Schach, it's kosher. This is a unique halacha which we see there by Mechitzos, what exactly is going on by Schach. Hold off on that for a second. So the Rambam says, on that halacha, Parakei, halacha, Tazayin, Sich B'davar Apostle, B'davar Kasher, Zeh B'tzad Zeh, Be'im B'magum Echad Mischach Apostle, Rachav Shlosha, so you don't have a spot in the Sukkiah of Schach Apostle B'shlosha, El Apachos. Yimai Akol Schach HaKasher, Yeser, Akol Schach Apostle Kasher. If all the Schach Kasher is more than the Schach Apostle, then you're good. Yimai Yuzeh Kimo Zeh, B'tzimtzim, Avo B'sh'im B'magum Echad Shlosha, Harizda P'sula. Okay, so that's not so surprising, because the Gemara says that it's psula based on the rayos, but it's only because of chashashos that you're not going to be mitzamtzim, you'll put a little more schach pasul, and therefore you have to either make a little more room in the schach kasher or put them in opposite directions. But maker adin, parts omeid, schach pasul equal to schach kasher should be kasher. But the Rambam says, it's psula memnesha schach pasul ke paratsu nechshav. The Raya that already calls him out should have said that it's, you're right, the din is true, but the reasons are what for the Gemara gives, not saying that it's kiparitz. But if what the Rambam is saying, that it's a heter, paritz gomed is a heter, it's a mutter on a mechitza, but in order to create schach, you might need more than just what would be mutter and mechitza. Because it could be for the Rambam, you need two things by schach, and it really would answer the question, the Gemara, how we're even comparing the two. Because schach has two functions to it. One function of schach is that it works petoris mechitza on top, just like the sukkah is separate from the area around it and the walls. The schach is also a mechitza on top. If you want to see a very interesting perspective on that, on this, you could look in the shiurim of Rabbi Michael Feinstein on Sanhedrin. So here's our Irvin Sanhedrin connection. On the sugya of Yesh Eim L'Mesores, Yesh Eim L'Mikra, when the Gemara discusses Sacha, Daftal, or Daftay, Sacha, Lo Ba'ikra, brings rayas that you see there's a shame mechitza on the schach on top, and very interesting Yerushalmi, I think, in Irvin. But there is an idea that the schach is like a mechitza, and that's the raya. That, yeah, out mechitza, out the makom being separate on top, paritz omid would be enough. But the job of the schach is not just to separate, but it also has to function as creating the tzeil on the bottom. So it's true the Rambam learned the sugya paritz omid works in the mechitza shabal of the schach. But the Magen Mishnah explains, based on the Gemara and Sukkah and Chaf Beis and Beis, you also need to create tzeil. So since Chach Pasol is Dino Kiparitz, now what happens is that I have Chatzi Tzeil in my Sukkah from nothing, from Paritz. So therefore I have Chamsum Ruba Miselsa, as the Gemara says, because if it's equal on the on the top, it's going to be more on the bottom. And since, if you would say maybe the Paritz Komed actually functions as a rove, and overtakes the entire sukkah, and now we could say that there's really based on rov schach kasher the whole way through, so maybe we won't be bothered also through that mechitza we're creating tzeil, because the tzeil is the tzeil schach kasher. But the Rambam is saying it's mutter, but it still retains its shame as schach pasul or dino kiparitz, and therefore it would be a problem. So all these Rambams seem to fit nicely together.